And welcome to Just a Minute, this stimulating, provocative, and sometimes impossible game in which I invite four bright and talented performers to speak on a subject that I give them, and they try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. Let us now meet those bright sparks who are going to play the game today. And first of all, we welcome the entertaining comedian Linda Smith, and beside her, the engaging actor, Michael Cashman. And on my left, the enlightened performer, Peter Jones. And beside him, the enchanting Maria McCurlane. Please welcome all four of them. Hey, I've got a score point, so maybe lose them as a challenge as the other one is speaking. And today we're going to begin the show with Linda Smith. Linda, the subject, Niagara Falls. Tell us something about that in this game, starting now.
Niagara Falls. I would dearly love to see Noel Edmonds go over Niagara Falls in a barrel, or not in one. That's what I call comic relief. All for charity, of course. Many people over the years have performed feats of derring do at Niagara Falls. Various tightrope walkers, jugglers, acrobats, unicyclers, every kind of nutter imaginable. Why? It's really dangerous. Get down from there now. Just don't do it. Why doesn't someone interrupt me? I can't think of another thing to say.
So, Peter Jones, a mercy challenge.
Yes, it was. Yes, I was running, going to the rescue. Really,
so we call that hesitation. So
hesitation, yes.
And by the way, they can repeat the subject on the card as frequent, well, not incessantly, but they can repeat it. And Peter Jones, we interpret that as hesitation, so we call that a correct challenge. You have a point for a correct challenge. You take over the subject, which is Niagara Falls, and there are 30 seconds available starting now.
It was Gustav Mahler, the composer, who, when taken to Niagara Falls, said, "At last, fortissimo." And I remember that quote from an article about him a few weeks ago, which I read. And I can see it went down.
And Michael Cashman.
Hesitation.
Yes, and what about that pause after the fortissimo?
He was waiting.
You waited for a laugh that never came.
Well, I thought they might have responded in some way.
Maybe you should have come out and faced them beforehand, Peter, and explained some of your jokes before you started.
Well, it's not a joke, but I just remember that. I thought it was rather a good line for a
lovely line. It's a lovely line. Yes, yes. So they'll get on your wavelength before the show's over, I'm sure.
Well, yes.
Michael, a correct challenge. You get a point for that, and you have Niagara Falls, and 14 seconds starting now.
Niagara Falls is staggering, spectacular. It is not the reverse effect of Viagra, as some people expect. It is a culmination of nature's beauty and glory, seen from the...
Whoever is thinking when the whistle goes gains an extra point on this occasion as Michael Cashman. So he's in the lead at the end of the round. Michael, begin the second round, please. The subject is power. Tell us something about power in just a minute, starting now.
Power is a five-letter word which is good and dangerous. There are many forms of power. In fact, there's people power, will power, Nicholas power, the power of the buzzer. Power is exercised with great care and concern. For instance, if someone were to interrupt me now, they would have to use that judgment with care.
Yes! And Peter, you challenge.
Hesitation.
Absolutely. He was winding down to a halt, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He was.
So, Peter, I agree with the challenge. 35 seconds available. Another point to you, of course. And the subject is power, and you start now.
Well, I would really like to have somebody with power to help me through this little ordeal that I have for the next few seconds, because I've never had any power. I had a friend who did, and he's dead now, poor old Robert Maxwell. But he...
Maria McCurley's challenge.
Poor old Robert Maxwell. I don't think he was poor. I think he was quite wealthy.
Figuratively.
He was definitely using the adjective figuratively, yes.
Yes.
Because he's dead, he was saying poor old Robert Maxwell. No, I think colloquially speaking, that's acceptable.
Okay, and also because I hadn't said anything yet.
I know, it was lovely to hear from you, yes. Maria, yes.
Shame that I said something bad, though, isn't it, really?
You didn't say anything bad, it just wasn't a correct challenge. So, Peter, you have a point for an incorrect challenge. You keep the subject. There are 17 seconds available. Power, starting now.
Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's a well-known quotation from the same book as I got the Marlowe.
Linda, you challenged.
Yes, I don't quite know why.
Why what?
Well, he did repeat the word corrupt.
That's why.
Yes.
No, absolutely.
Corrupts, absolutely.
Corrupts. It was corrupt and corrupts. It was in the plural before, wasn't
yes.
it? Right.
Yeah.
Third person plural. Right.
That's
Peter?
Why we didn't challenge Linda.
Yeah, we did. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Oh, well, there's another point.
Because you're
for
more
you,
literate.
Peter.
Another point to me.
Yes,
another point
to
you, Peter. Yes.
Is it? Oh, good.
An incorrect challenge.
Great.
And so,
great.
There are nine
coming.
You're getting the power now, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Yes.
You asked for power to the
Peter. Oh, yes. Yes.
So it's, what? Well, keep it going. Keep swabbing.
I will.
Yeah. Right.
Steady on. Yes. How many seconds have I got?
Seconds, that's what it is, Peter, yes. 9 seconds on power, starting now.
If I were able to live my life over again, the first thing I should do would be to acquire power, because with that, you can get...
Peter Jones again speaking as the whistle went, and that extra point for doing so, and he's gone into a strong lead at the end of the round. And, Peter, it's your turn to begin. The subject is hairy legs. I don't know whether you have any, but talk of the subject, starting now.
Well, ladies don't seem to like them on themselves, though they do...
Michael, you've challenged.
I think a mild hesitation.
A mild
yes,
hesitation.
It was, yes,
I think the
yes.
mere thought of hairy legs made him dry up completely. And, Michael, you've got in, and there are 54 seconds available. Hairy legs, starting now.
Hairy legs are seen as a visual element. I was embracing the word visual. I was embracing the word visual.
I know, but we interpret that as hesitation within the rules of just a minute. So
did you get a deck chair with that, Jack? If it's going... It's wonderful. Hopefully I'll have one very soon.
Well, may you feel embarrassed. It is my Henley jacket.
Henley? So if you live in Henley and you pay rates, you get a jacket like that. Is that what you
mean? No, often the people who go to
That's
the Henley
marvellous.
Races...
We just get our bins empty.
We do. My life is ebbing away here.
I know. There are 50 seconds for you on hairy legs, Maria, starting now.
Hairy legs are not an affliction I suffer from. However, I do have a moustache, which I find it necessary to depilate on a daily basis, almost.
Linda, yes.
Deviation, surely.
Why?
Moustache. It's nothing to do with hairy
legs. We were talking about her suiteness, generally.
No, but we didn't establish you were talking about her suiteness and we put it up.
I said hairy legs is not something I suffer from, but I do, however, have a moustache.
Thus casting aside the subject of the minute.
No, because you were going to use it as an example of what people do with their legs. Depilation.
Michael, I was going to say that I take it from my moustache and put it on my leg.
It's a lovely line. We'll give you a bonus point because we enjoyed the line. But Linda, you've got a correct challenge. You take over the subject of hairy legs. There are 42 seconds available starting now.
Hairy legs are generally seen as a bit of a disadvantage if you're a woman, but I imagine they keep you nice and snug and warm in the winter and act as a sort of little thermal blanket round the old pins, which is quite nice of a cold winter's evening, I'm sure. Of summertime, though, perhaps they're not quite so appealing when people like to wear shorts and mini skirts and such like, and hairy legs could look a little bit like you're some sort of gorilla walking around in the latest fashions, which isn't that good an idea, really, is it? And I really don't know what I'm talking
Maria.
About.
Yes, Maria.
I was bored.
I think actually Linda was bored herself when she did.
You put me out of my misery there.
Yes. So we call that deviation. So, no, and a certain hesitation. Right. 12 seconds, Maria. Tell us something about your hairy legs and maybe the transplants that you've been involved in your life. Starting now.
One of the most painful ways to remove hair from your legs must surely be waxing, which is so ridiculously with...
Michael. Yes, I think there was. So, Michael, you've got hairy legs. You've got 3 seconds. And nobody got in before the whistle. Tell us something more about hairy legs, starting now.
Ladies usually shave hairy legs.
Mm. Michael Cashman speaking as the whistle went. Gained that extra point. Another point in that round. He has leapt forward. He's now in the lead with Peter Jones, and the two ladies are training a little. But Maria McCurlane, it's your turn to begin. Setting my video. There's a good subject. Ooh. And a difficult subject, isn't it? to carry out. Let's talk on the subject starting now.
Setting my video is very easy indeed. I don't know what the problem is. You take the instruction book, read it, set the video, the end. Problem being, of course, that if you don't watch the video after you've taped it, at least 24 hours after...
Michael, you tell.
Hesitation.
Yes, indeed. Right. Michael, tell us something about setting my video, and there are 44 seconds available starting now.
Setting my video is a terrifying event for me. I am a technophobe, so I have to sit down and very, very carefully examine all the...
Yes, Peter?
Very, very.
It's a difficult game. Emphasis doesn't come...
No, it's not a difficult game, is it at all, Mrs.?
Oh, they're getting very spiky.
Right. Peter, correct challenge, a repetition of very. You have setting my video and you have 34 seconds available starting now.
Yes, well, I don't usually set it, but my wife does because she's very good at technical things. And so we are able to go out in the evening and have the television recorded and then weeks later come back and try and sort it out. And we find that we're watching...
Maria has challenged you, Peter.
I just wanted to know why he was going out for weeks on end. He well, comes back weeks later.
Yes.
Where do you go, Peter?
Well, that's a personal question. we've been away, you know, on holiday from time to time in Wolverhampton, Halifax, Huddersfield, and places like that. And
Peter, the subject, you know, I haven't actually started you on the subject.
No, she's just
having a chat.
Yes, I know, but I think he established, in spite of the... He does go to some exciting places, I must say.
Yes.
That I've established the fact that you were not actually deviating. So you keep the subject, Peter, and there are 18 seconds, setting my video starting now.
Then we're able to watch the news of what happened the number of times...
And microchamps.
And
yes, there was an there, Peter.
You
so,
was,
Michael,
yes.
You've got setting my video, and you have 13 seconds starting now.
Setting my video is difficult, but despite that, we must sit down, take out the manual, and by adhering to every single item of the manufacturer's...
Sorry, I was a little bit...
Yes, you thought it was
the manual
again, didn't
manual,
you? And he said, yes, the manufacturer's he went on to, yes... Because you were keen to get in, because there's only 1 second left, but he gets a point for an incorrect challenge. And, Michael, you continue for 1 second on setting my video starting now.
Manufacturing.
Oh, Michael Cashman! Getting points, not only in the round, but also speaking as the whistle went and has moved forward. He's now got a strong lead over Peter Jones and also over Maria McCurlane and Linda Smith in that order. Linda Smith begins the next round. And the subject is, Linda, hang gliding. Tell us something about that in just a minute, if you can, starting now.
Hang gliding is an exhilarating and dangerous sport engaged in by people...
Peter,
well, that was a kind of stumble.
Yes, which we interpret as hesitation.
Yes,
Peter.
I think
so you have
say
it.
That.
Yes, and you have a point. You have hang gliding. You have 54 seconds, starting now.
It's a phrase that one might use if one was offered a choice of going to France by Concorde or possibly... on a hang glider, if you're on one or hanging from it. And one would say, oh, hang gliding. And you wouldn't want to do it. I'd go in Concorde from choice if I were given that, you know, if I was...
Maria.
Just sort of choice and
yes,
then hesitation.
Yes, too much, yes. So,
I don't really want it, though, hang gliding. I know nothing
about
it. You
should let him go
it.
On. We'd have enjoyed it.
Oh, all right.
No, no. 32 seconds for you, Maria, on hang gliding, starting now.
I've never been hang gliding, but something very similar is 10,000-foot tandem skydiving. Extremely dangerous and very...
yes, Michael.
Deviation, tandem skydiving.
I was going to say that when I jumped out of the plane, I crashed into a hang glider. You don't believe that, do
I
you?
I don't think you got there quick enough. No, no. I think you want to establish right from the start that he's got some relationship to hang gliding.
Nicholas, I love it when you're so strict with me.
Well, I love it when you look at me like that. But, exactly right. Michael, a correct challenge. 23 seconds. Hang gliding starting now.
Hang gliding is something I would never attempt because I don't like heights. You have to be very brave to hang on to the bar, which is just below the glider, as you go out and jump off the edge of a mountain or a cliff and soar with the wind. And if you've got the currents underneath you, picking up and lifting you further and further, further and further.
Yes, Peter.
Further.
Further, yes. Further. And you got him, Peter, cleverly with 2 seconds to go on hang gliding starting now.
I wouldn't touch it with a barge pole.
Peter Jones got that extra point and he's gone forward again. He's equal with Michael Cashman in the lead. And, Michael, it's your turn to begin. The subject, My Hero. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
My Hero is very personal and means many things to different people.
Maria?
He's talking in peculiar fashion.
I know.
That's what I always do.
He's talking in that sort of fashion.
Yes, it's sort of just a minute mode speak, isn't it? Speak mode.
You're trying to think while you're speaking.
You're trying to think while you speak, yes. And... But yes, I think that was teetering on hesitation. I give you the benefit of the doubt, Maria, especially after the last remark you made. And you have My Hero, 54 seconds, starting now.
My hero doesn't know he's my hero, but he's sitting only a matter of feet away from me at this moment, wearing something stripy and a rather bad tie. However, I have long been a fan of My Hero, because when I was a small child, back in the 14th century...
Peter, you...
There was a hesitation.
No, there wasn't. I loved every word she said.
But she had to choose which century she was going to describe.
I know, but some people think I was born in the 14th century.
Well,
no,
I think
she hadn't established that. I think she was going off a bit. Maybe it was some resonance from the 14th century, which I reminded her of, a sort of period personality. I don't know.
Yes.
So I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt, because I'd like to hear a bit more about this. Maria, you have 33 seconds to talk about My Hero, starting now.
I used to watch him on a programme called... Oh, I can't remember what it was called.
Oh, the hero worship has disappeared.
Oh, dear, sorry.
In a flash. Peter, you have the subject. You have 29 seconds. My hero starting now.
Garibaldi was my hero for many years because I read a biography of him, and he was an amazing man because not only he invented the red shirt, but they also the biscuit with the dead flies in it. He also, and this is greatly to his credit, managed to organize Italy into a single country so that the provinces, principalities and so on were all merged, and then once he'd achieved this great ambition, he gave it all up and went farming.
Peter Jones kept going with his Garibaldi, his hero, until the whistle went and gained that extra point for doing so, and he has gone into the lead at the end of that round. Amazing, yes. So, and Peter, it's your turn to begin the subject, special delivery. Tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now.
Special delivery is slightly more likely to arrive than something that is marked delivery. But not very much. There's a very small margin between the two. And if you are expecting a kidney, which you need to have transplanted, then naturally you have it sent special delivery. But if it's just a bunch of old flowers or something, it doesn't much matter, and there's no point in spending the extra money. But if it's an organ, it needn't be the one that I mentioned. It could be some other one of even more vital and fun-making possibilities than the aforementioned, because that only filters the liquids and things that you take on board before you are incarcerated. it doesn't time fly? Special delivery. The post office specialise in it, don't they? They send a man. You can get a stripper, I suppose, if you want to deliver it, and that's more fun in a way.
Blow the whistle, for God's sake! Yes. a bit of help and generosity for the other three. They let him go, but it was such delightful stuff. We enjoyed it. I think you deserve every point you got in that round. Actually, it worked terribly hard just to get 2 points, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, yes.
But you have increased your lead by 2 points, and it's Maria McCurlane's turn to begin. The subject, Peter Pan. 60 seconds starting now.
Peter Pan, a marvellous creation by J.M. Barrie about a small boy who refused to grow up, very much like a lot of my boyfriends. He lived in a place called Never Squared Land, where he had fantastic fun with the Lost Boys. Some of the other characters, Wendy, Mr. and Mrs. Darling, the evil Smee, and who can forget that wonderful little imp, Tinkerbell. Of course, there was the doggy Nana also, and now Captain Hook springs into my sad little diseased brain for some reason. I'm hoping someone will interrupt me any second now.
Linda, you'll come to her rescue.
And you shall have your wish.
So, Linda, we call that hesitation, and you tell us something about Peter Pan, and there are 28 seconds starting now.
Peter Pan often refers to a type of collar on a dress, a sort of large, white, flat collar that's worn, often on a black...
Maria...
Collar, collar.
Two collars, I'm afraid, Linda. So you've got Peter Pan back, which you feel you've exhausted, but you've got 20 seconds to try and keep going, starting now.
There is something called the Peter Pan complex, which affects largely the male population, where they refuse to, in fact, become adults and stay as small children, buying ridiculous toys at huge expense and normally going around in collarless...
Hesitation. He's got him with 2 seconds.
Oh, how annoying.
Again. Yes. Peter Pan's with you, Michael Cashman, starting now.
I was in...
That's his challenge.
I don't think he was in Peter Pan.
Twice I was in Peter Pan. I played Curly and then I played John. So I think I get an extra half a point taken away for being smug.
Did you ever play Did you ever play Peter?
No.
Curly.
Girls play Peter.
Curly's in Coronation Street.
No. No, he was in Peter Pan first.
You have half a second still left to go on Peter Pan, Michael. Starting now. Cashman was trying to speak when the whistle went, gave an extra point for being there with the whistle, and he's moved forward, but he's still 1 point behind our leader, Peter Jones. The other two are training just a little, and Linda Smith, we're back with you to begin. The subject is faux pas. Can you tell us something about faux pas in just a minute, starting now?
Faux pas. Many's the faux pas I've made in my life, like buying a giant Toblerone at duty free and giving it to a diabetic. Faux pas. Eating a bowl of potpourri round at somebody's house. Faux pas. Forgetting what I was going to say next.
Michael Gershman, you got him first on the hesitation. 44 seconds, faux pas with you, starting now.
Faux pas is not a French dance that was...
Yes, it was a hesitation.
It was a hesitation. You say it so seriously if you think I'm going to doubt you, Peter.
Well, I don't know. No, it was, though, wasn't it?
Oh, it definitely was, yes, definitely was, yes. And you've got faux pas, Peter. 40 seconds are available, starting now.
Sir John Gielgud is famous for his faux pas, or dropping bricks, as they call it. And one I can recall when he met two elderly actors in Shaftesbury Avenue. And he said, ah, my favourite Polonius. And one of them, or both of them, in fact, had played it. And they didn't know which he meant. And so they quarrelled all the way to
Yes, Maria, you challenged.
I was helping him out because there was no punchline, seemingly. But
I think we're still waiting for the punchline. But, but Maria, you got in on hesitation. 16 seconds, faux pas starting now.
One of my worst ever faux pas...
Michael.
Hesitation.
She didn't dare tell us, did she?
That's very true.
Right.
I suddenly remembered where I was, Nicholas. Realised I couldn't say it.
You couldn't. What
Good
a
Lord.
Pity. Tell us afterwards.
Good manners prevented me.
Right. 12 seconds on faux pas with you, Michael, starting now.
My faux pas was when I was working with a famous TV star, and I introduced her to this man that I thought she'd like to meet, and she turned around to me and said, but Richard... Oh.
I think actually Linda challenged us a half second before the whistle went. What was your challenge, Linda?
I think repetition.
Of
but
what?
It hardly matters now.
Yes, it does. You might get a point for it if it's correct.
She. There were a lot of she's, I
think. There were a lot of she's, yes.
Were there?
Yeah, a lot of she's. So, Linda, correct challenge.
Oh.
Half a second to tell us something about faux pas, starting now.
Faux pas!
So, Linda Smith speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point for doing so. She's moved forward, but she's still in a very strong fourth place. And
out of how many would that be?
One, two, three, four. Yes, you're in a good fourth place.
She's strongly last.
Michael, your turn to begin. Spin doctors. Tell us something about those starting now.
Spin doctors is a subject I know very little about. However, it has become a science of people who go to a spinning machine and doctor it. Equally, it can be someone who takes the truth and manufactures that into something else. But a spin doctor is really a doctor who's continually... Doctor...
I was waiting for somebody to rescue me.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I know, I've never heard such rubbish in all my life. But it was delightful rubbish.
It was good rubbish.
It was good rubbish, yes, good. Which is useful in just a minute. But Maria, correct challenge. You have 39 seconds available starting now.
Spin doctors are responsible for taking the truth, spinning it into gold or to straw, and making it seem what they want you to believe. Basically, Peter Mandelson was a tremendous spin doctor, but too tremendous and too tremendous.
Yes, Michael, you've got in. There are 22 seconds available. Take back spin doctors and keep going if you can without rubbish starting now.
Spin doctors are generally press assistants who will take a story and put it to the public in a completely different way from its original form. If I can give you an example. On Saturday morning, when I was going out for a cup of tea, a journalist saw me going for a cup of tea.
Thank you. Maria, you've got in on the cup of tea. There are 3 seconds available. Spin doctors, starting now.
Charlie Whelan was a spin doctor who's now sacked.
Speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point, and she has moved forward. But as that was the last round, it remains to be said she was finished up in third place, just ahead of Linda Smith. But then came Peter Jones. But one ahead of Peter Jones today was Michael Cashman. So we say, Michael, today you are our winner. Thank you to our 4 talented players of this game. Linda Smith, Michael Cashman, Peter Jones, Maria McCurlane. From them, from me, Nicholas Parsons. Hope you've enjoyed it. Be with us the next time we play Just a Minute. Till then, from us all, goodbye.